Hi, Peyton. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bagel Mic, powered by Student Voice, where students lead the way. We are students from Winnebago Public Schools, broadcasting from the Winnebago Native American Reservation in Winnebago, Nebraska. This podcast is created by us for the world. Today's episode is about Ho-Chunk celebrations. Before we begin, we want to share something we're thankful for. My name is Lena. I'm thankful for my mom, my stepdad, my brother, and my auntie.
My name's Ethan. I'm thankful for my family.
My name is Cass. I'm thankful for my family.
Now let's get into it. Once again, the topic we are talking about is Ho-Chunk celebrations, like powwows and other stuff. What are powwows?
So like powwows are something like where you dance in a circle and people are doing like this drum and they have like a drumstick and they bang it on their drum and like. Like, it makes, like, a beat, and they dance to the beat.
It's like a heartbeat. All right, what is, like, honoring our ancestors?
Like,
you can wear stuff
like
theirs.
You can wear stuff of theirs, like, whenever they were our age.
You can, like, bring back, like, you could probably, like, do what they did. Like, when if they beat it or something, you could probably beat or tried it. What is fall harvest traditions?
It's like a powwow, like in the fall, and like a powwow in fall, is like where you like honor people and like dance and wear ancestors stuff.
And what is like drum tradition and heartbeat songs? It's like when like drummers in the middle is like a little like shelter in the middle, and then there's like you can put your drum there, and then you can just like hit it like a drum beat, or you can hit it like how your song actually like how your song is made and stuff. What is Ho-Chunk dance styles?
Right, like Ho-Chunk dance styles are like woodwind, fancy, and grass, and like little top. And all that, yeah.
What celebration do we choose? We choose powwows.
Powwows. What happens during the celebration?
It happens during, like, summer and stuff. Like, during, like the first days of school and stuff.
Yeah. And whenever you do powwow, girls can't drum.
They can only sing, and you can, like, compete, and he can win money, and
you can't, like, mess around by the drum.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, go off beat and stuff.
Yeah.
What happens during the celebration?
Like, everyone's, like...
Everybody is, like... They show off their culture, like, which clan they are, like, by their regalias and stuff. And, like... They dance and they let all that stuff out. Why is the celebration important to the Ho-Chunk people? Because they have to like show off culture, and they can like it like brings back like
the moons.
Like it brings back like stuff like they didn't get to do, or like sometimes it like brings back like. They probably like miss it sometimes because when they're like young and stuff, they probably didn't get to like do their language because they went to like boarding schools. And if they did say their language, they have to like put like burning coal on their tongues and stuff.
And why does the celebration help people remember our honor? Because like powwow happened 167 years ago when it first started in Winnebago. And, like, it's crazy because all the stuff there is still standing.
Yeah.
How does this celebration bring people together?
It brings people together because, like, probably because they want to dance for, like, their clan and, like, for their parents and their grandfathers and all that.
Yeah. How can we pick this celebration?
Because we wanted to talk about it. And, like,
we wanted to tell people, like, what powwows and stuff are about our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, What, like,
Ho-Chunk games do you like to play and stuff?
I like to play, like, that beating game. Like, that bead game is, like, where, like, you have, like, these cups and, like, there's, like, bead. And then, like, you move it around and you gotta try to pick which one's the bead.
I like to play, bingo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it was fun.
What, like, position did you guys play in the powwow?
I played grass. I'm moving on to fancy, though.
I did grass and fancy. Thanks for listening to the Bagel Mike. We hope our voices made you think, feel, or smile today. Remember, your voice matters, our story matters, and you matter. Thank you. See you all again. Wa'inigi nup shanam means thank you all.
Bye.
Jagang honey chuck joey means see you all again in a warm way. Bye, everyone.